Hey, hi. Welcome to the first episode of the Otherworld Talk. We have Sanand, Karan and myself, Srini, here at the helm of things. So what we like to, you know, basically get things off right away is, like, you know, the main talking point has been, you know, whether Mourinho was right, whether it was a positive result for United when they drew 0-0 against Liverpool. And, you know, there were comments about whether this is the United way or not, and whether Ferguson would have done something like this before. So, Sanand, I'd like to ask you about this. Do you think it was a good result? Do you think Mourinho was right to play the way he was? And whether do you think that, you know, United should have gone for the kill? Or do you think it was a fair result?
So, I expected Mourinho to go there and do exactly as what he did. He did something similar last year as well, so 0-0. And as a United fan and as a fan of Fergie's style of football, I would have liked to see more direct, more attacking style of football. But I mean, with Mourinho, you know what to expect. So I knew it would be more pragmatic, it would be a little defensive, and then, you know, we'd try and hit on counter. But I think we were a little too defensive. But in the larger scheme of things, I think 1 point at Anfield, given how Liverpool play and given the fact that we didn't have Pogba and, you know, maybe Eric Bailly, I think, in overall, I think I was happy.
Karan, what would you think about this whole episode?
So, on the whole, I agree with Sanand with regards to the fact that we expected Mourinho to go and play the way he did, considering the limitations that, you know, we didn't have certain players like Pogba and, you know, Rashford was not fully fit and whatnot. The problem I had with Mourinho was in his post-match press conference, where he said that he was failing to find option on the bench which could counteract Liverpool's power and pace in midfield. See, if you are United and have spent that kind of money for, you know, 3-4 years in a row, spending 150 million every year, and you're complaining at the end of a big game, that you don't have players on the bench to counteract a certain team and the way they play, I think it's a little disgraceful, honestly, because it's not even a Liverpool team which was in form. They had not won a game in like 33-34 days. They hadn't won in 4 league games. They had drawn in the Champions League against Sevilla. They had drawn the other Champions League game. And they were not in form. So, I mean, his comments really baffled me. I didn't agree with it. The way he played, I mean, it's okay. I think it's his personal choice. He's a manager. Honestly, I think even Ferguson, in the last years, in the last years of his reign, he would go and play really defensive at Anfield. So, I think the best performance he produced at Anfield was under Van Gaal in 2014-15 when he won 2-1 there. I think it was really good. So, on the whole, I was okay with it, but his post-match conference, press conference was really, really, I didn't agree with it at all.
Correct, okay, fair enough. So, we have contrasting opinions that way, that, you know, there was, I mean, they could have gone for a better style of play. But on the whole, if you look at it, like, won't you think that, you know, as, you know, like, you know, being a team which is, like, you know, contending for the Premier League right now, keeping a clean sheet, and you kind of knew this is what Mourinho was going to be. Like, there was no scenario. There was always a past record saying that, you know, Mourinho would always be a person who would look to go for the result rather than, you know, go for eye-catching football. You saw that in Inter, you saw that at Real Madrid, and you saw that at Chelsea, for that matter of fact, in that game against Liverpool. But do you think it's such a big surprise that he came to Anfield and went defensive, even despite the fact that he's bought such a load of players right now? Wasn't this what was expected when Mourinho signed papers? That signed the papers at United. Don't you think that was it?
I agree with you. I think with Mourinho, like I said, we expect a pragmatic approach to win the title rather than playing the United way. And with respect to what Karan said, I agree with the fact that Liverpool were not at their best and they were not playing so well and they hadn't won in the league, you know, for a while. So probably going there, we should have attacked more or should have tried a little more, you know, and especially given the shaky defense.
Correct. I just wanted to point out that.
We could have, but I think that the way Mourinho is, if things are not perfect, he sort of just goes defensive. I think we've seen that before as well in various...
As charged at Chelsea.
Yeah, at Chelsea, at Madrid, at Inter. When he does not have the key players in certain positions, he sort of compromises on the whole and sort of sits back and, you know, says, okay, we'll take this on the back foot. And at times it works for him. I think he's at Inter and Chelsea, he's done that and he sort of got results. At Madrid, it's been different because he got a plethora.